Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Columbia Memorial Hospital has a long history in Astoria, Oregon, and in 2000, they adopted the Plane Tree Philosophy. What is Columbia Memorial Hospital up to? What is the Plane Tree Philosophy? Today, we're going to find out from my guest, Paul Mitchell. He's the marketing manager of Columbia Memorial Hospital. Hi, Paul.
Good morning,
Donna. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And Stephanie Brendan. She is the Plane Tree Coordinator. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
So before we start talking about Columbia Memorial Hospital and about the Plane Tree Philosophy, let's learn a teeny bit about Paul Mitchell and Stephanie. Paul, please tell us about yourself.
Well, I grew up behind a microphone. I've been in radio. Was in radio for decades in television. Moved to the coast when I was a boy, and moved away and came back, and moved away and came back, and for years ran the radio stations from New Northwest Broadcasters. And 2 years ago, I made a lifestyle change and decided to leave broadcasting and go to work at CMH, where I've been very happy. Myself and Joyce.
But as marketing manager, you're doing some broadcasting. You're broadcasting information to the.
Yeah. I get to use the other side of my talent. That, you know, I've spent a lot of time on the mic, but the other, you know, when you move up to the ranks of general manager, you start pushing a lot of papers. So it's kind of nice to get back to that side of the more creative side, and the part that I really loved most was reaching out to the people and meeting the people.
So the marketing manager position at Columbia Memorial is a good fit for you.
It's a very good fit for me, and I think I'll be there 2 years, July 1st, and I've been very pleased. I've learned a lot. Things that I didn't know. Everything's done in acronyms, and I'm learning a lot.
That's great. Well, it's good to have you there. And Stephanie Brendan, please tell us about yourself and your role at Columbia Memorial Hospital.
Okay. Astoria is my home. I have gone to high school here, Astoria, and Clatsop Community College. I moved away just once and came back for Linfield College. but I've worked at Columbia Memorial Hospital about 17 years now, so it's my second home and my second family. Mostly my background is in finance, but recently in the last year and a half or so, I became the Plane Tree Coordinator. So that's what I'm doing now, and I love it.
And we're going to talk about what Plane Tree is in a moment. But first, Paul is going to tell us a bit about the history of Columbia Memorial Hospital.
Well, thanks. Yeah, Columbia Memorial as a organization is 132 years old. It started with the St. Mary's Church Hospital that was here, which opened just about 133 years ago. After being open for about 7 years, Columbia Hospital opened by the Lutheran Church, put together by a bunch of parishioners who wanted to bring health care in this community. The two merged together a few years later, creating Columbia Hospital. In 1977, the facility where we're at today opened. So we've been in this community a long time. Healthcare has changed tremendously in this community. You know, the very first doctor came to this town just 2 years after the Astor Party. Astor did not bring a doctor to this community. He didn't really seem to care. But some fur trading organizations that came right after him brought the very first doctor, Dr. Snow. We don't know his first name, but we know his last name was Dr. Snow. And he was the very first doctor to come to this community. And, you know, we've got a great group at the hospital today. We're about 475 strong. We have doctors, nurses, techs, administrative people, and marketing people, you know, learning and Plane Tree coordinators doing, the kind of work that we love to do as opposed to work we have to do.
So 475 people, really, at Columbia Memorial Hospital. And how, and you've expanded, and now the facility is, what does the facility consist of?
Well, of course, there's a main campus. We've opened the Health and Wellness Pavilion, which opened in 2008, and houses primarily the women's clinic, the pediatric care, our specialty clinics, rehabilitation, and those types of facilities, imaging, some labs on that side. Then we have offices. We've actually grown onto our main campus, added two large office buildings. One is called POB 1, which is the Professional Office Building 1, which opened about 10 years ago, and then POB 2, which opened just last year, which is a three-story building in the back of the building and houses, matter of fact, The second floor is all about the doctor's offices. Third floor is our new cardiology suites, which will, matter of fact, there's an open house. If you're not doing anything next Wednesday, the 13th, come by and start at 6 o'clock, and you'll be able to see our new cardiology suite as part of our ongoing collaboration with OHSU. And, of course, across the street is our cancer center and the Park Medical Center. We've just opened a brand new pharmacy, so we have an outpatient pharmacy now available to those in the community. If you're homebound and live in Astoria, if you're not able to get out to Astoria, we will deliver for you. I don't think there's another pharmacy in this community who does that. And, of course, we also have a facility in what used to be called the fish school.
The Seafood Center, yeah, the Duncan Law Seafood
Center. It's now called the Columbia Center. We use it for education and also is available for community members to come and rent and hold anything from bar mitzvahs to birthday parties. So that's available there, too, as well. Of course, we use it for our education.
So Columbia Memorial Hospital has been expanding. Today's culture and climate, that is unusual. Why do you think Columbia Memorial Hospital is doing well and is expanding?
Well, my thinking is it has to do with a few things. We have very conservative management. We have a very conservative outlook, both from our managers and our board of directors, which are all volunteers. Remember, Columbia Memorial is not owned by a corporation. We are an affiliate of the Lutheran Church, but we are a standalone, make it on our own hospital. We have a very conservative, and of course Stephanie can attest to this because she comes from the accounting side, a very conservative aspect of how we spend our money and what we invest in. We believe in putting back in our community. We've had very good leadership for over 20 years with Terry running the helm, and of course over the last 2.5 years having Eric Thorson running the ship and having a vision to where our future is going to be as a healthcare facility, being able to collaborate with people like OHSU, being able to bring in world-class healthcare in cardiology and also in oncology. We also, of course, have now expanded into telemedicine. So, I mean,
wait, what is telemedicine for people who don't know?
Telemedicine is an opportunity. Let's say I'm a doctor and I'm presented with a person who walks in and I believe they're having a stroke and I want to make sure that all the signs are right. I'm not a neurologist. I can set up a camera, almost like a robot. It'll connect to another doctor who spends all day basically waiting for this machine to go off. When it goes off, it opens up and you see the patient can now see the doctor can see the patient, all the way down to zooming into the pupils of your eyes, can conduct tests. Mm-hmm. There's a golden hour in which when you have a stroke that you need to be given certain medications, they can come in, we have this exam done, and then make a determination this patient needs to be sent to OHSU, or this patient can be stayed here and it can be administered here. And they can have conversations back and forth in real time. They can do all their blood pressure, their cardiac, the monitoring of their cardiac system. Everything can be done right there and then by a connection through sort of like Skype on steroids. You know, so it's an opportunity to go back and forth and sort of have this opportunity. And it will say it's saving lives. I mean, we use it in our emergency room. We also do it with our pediatric patients. We're also connected through our pediatric program. So if a patient comes in and our pediatrician believes that this patient needs to be sent somewhere else, maybe to Dornbecker's, they can connect with a Dornbecker provider and be able to find out more information and make a determination. Sometimes it's better for that patient to stay with its family in town if they don't have to necessarily go all the way into Portland.
So Columbia Memorial Hospital is a standalone hospital. It's considered a rural hospital, and yet you have brought in the latest technology, you're evolving, and you are expanding, which I think is exceptional.
Yeah, I mean, we embrace technology. 2011, we were named the most wired hospital in the state of Oregon, meaning our use of technology outsurpassed any other hospitals, large or small, in the state of Oregon. And we were recognized for that in 2011. That's a great honor to do that. But it goes back to our patient-centered care. It all revolves around you know, how we treat that patient and what would be best for that patient and their families.
So we've just talked about technology, mm-hmm. Stephanie. We've talked about being the most wired hospital. Mm-hmm. Now let's come back to what is the Plane Tree philosophy, which Columbia Memorial Hospital embraced and adopted mm-hmm. in 2000.
In 2000.
What is the Plane Tree philosophy? Let's hear the story about that.
Okay, so about Plane Tree. Plane Tree was started by a woman named Angela Terriot back in 1976, I believe. She was a patient in Los Angeles, and she had actually a very bad experience in that hospital in L.A., and she... you know, after that experience, a very cold environment, she felt like, you know, people weren't talking to her. She wasn't
getting
information.
A number in a bed
in a cold white room. and it was really scary for her, just like, you know, healthcare hospital experience can be very scary. So she set out to change things. And she started, there was one unit was the first Plane Tree philosophy of care implementation, and things were much different. They painted the rooms colorful colors. They tried to have, you know, warm quilts on the beds. They allowed you to order what food you wanted to eat instead of just delivering a tray. There were other complementary types of things that were offered, like aromatherapy, music, artwork on the walls, you know, allowing your family to come in and open visitation, those types of things. So this was trialed in a single unit in this hospital in California, and it was very successful. One of the first hospitals that adopted the entire philosophy of care was Mid-Columbia Medical Center here in Oregon. So that was the first hospital that actually adopted Plane Tree, the whole hospital, not just one unit. So then other hospitals started to follow suit with that around the country. And, you know, we jumped on board in 2000. I think maybe some of our interest did, you know, come from a neighbor, you know, close by hospital that was so successfully implementing this philosophy of care. And we wanted to, you know, adopt that as well. And, you know, why? People always ask, why are you interested in adopting this? Well, it's the right thing to do is our response. It's just the right thing to do to focus on the patient's need as a whole person, body, mind, and spirit. Not just the science of medicine, but what else, you know, can help them to feel comfortable and, you know, so they can have the best healing experience possible.
We are whole human beings. We are not just body parts. That's very true. And when I did some research and looked at your website last night, I wondered, where did the name Plane Tree come from? So do you want to explain that story?
Yeah, I can explain that a little bit. It was Hippocrates and the Hippocratic Oath is where that came from. When he was teaching his students under a tree, a plane tree, and I forget exactly the name of the sycamore tree, that's right. and it was out in nature, you know, they utilized, you know, for healing in healthcare practice in those days. There was a lot about art and actors even and music and, you know, to help people to feel better and to heal faster. All of those things were utilized. You know, later on, of course, we know we got much more clinical and scientific about healthcare, and now it's kind of coming full circle. Well, wait a minute, where all this came from. We forgot about the art and the music and the family involvement and those types of things to help people to heal and feel better quicker.
Isn't it amazing that just that one woman made such a difference in the field of healthcare? And since Plane Tree has been, since she established that, it in this research that I did, it said Plane Tree's been an internationally recognized leader in pioneering patient-centered care. Plane Tree's received national recognition with feature articles in Prevention Magazine, the New York Times, it just goes on and on, the Journal of the American Medical Association. That is a powerful thing that one woman, and you're right, brought it back mm-hmm. full circle. So you are listening to Talk of Our Towns. My guests are Paul Mitchell. He's the marketing manager of Columbia Memorial Hospital, and Stephanie Brendan. She is the Plane Tree coordinator for Columbia Memorial Hospital. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and we're talking about Columbia Memorial Hospital's Plane Tree philosophy, which is patient-centered care. And let's give people some examples of what that means.
Okay. So some of the examples in our hospital would be open visitation. So, you know, some hospitals, you know, especially large, you know, system hospitals, they maybe don't allow open visitation any time of the day.
I remember when the hospital, you could say, oh, you can only come between these hours. They were very strict. Everything was very rigid, and you felt very intimidated by it.
Yes.
And so that's changed.
Yes, that has changed. And that's something, you know, and actually that was an easy change for us even before we became a Plaintree affiliate. I would say that we were, being a small town hospital like we are, we were probably a little more family friendly and family oriented anyway. So that was an easy thing to say. Yes, we have open visitation, you know, hours. And then care partners is something that we have too. So if there's a particular family member or a neighbor or a best friend that really is, you know, can help you when you leave the hospital with your care, or even while you're in the hospital, you know, we invite that person to become the care partner, you know, and really from beginning to end understand your needs and be able to help that patient when they leave the hospital. So that's
it's a relationship based philosophy,
yes.
Which means that the patient in the hospital not only has a relationship with people outside the hospital, family and friends and neighbors, mm-hmm. as you've mentioned, and
yeah.
dogs and
yeah.
cats and whatever,
yes.
but also the relationship with the doctors, the nurses,
mm-hmm.
the aides, everyone who interacts with that person.
Yeah, we really want to invite the patient and their family member or friend or neighbor to become involved with their own care, you know, and to ask questions. You know, one of the things that we do as a Plaintree facility is we have an open medical record, open chart policy. So if a patient would like to understand better what's in their medical chart, you know, we will go over that with that person and their family member if that's what they want. So, you know, to be more knowledgeable about your own condition and your own needs. And sometimes, you know, the patient maybe isn't able to, you know, remember everything. It's kind of overwhelming. They're anxious or nervous, or they're just really sick and not feeling good. And so having that care partner is so important because that person can hear what the doctor's saying, hear what the nurse is saying, you know, and then maybe when the patient, you know, is a little bit more lucid, they can, you know, then share that information. So it's safer care to have that communication and that knowledge transfer.
So when you adopted the Plaintree philosophy, it wasn't just an overnight shift. This is a gradual evolution.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're still on the journey. It's an ongoing cultural shift that does take years. And we still have, you know, many, you know, more things we would like to implement in years to come. So I just wanted to say with the pet visitation, too, when you were talking about dogs and cats, we do also have a pet visitation policy. And this is something some of the nurses have joked about. Well, before we were Plaintree, we just snuck them in. You know, now it's okay. And now we have an official policy in a place where it's okay to have your pet visit. So,
and if you don't have a pet, we have a pet therapy dog.
Yes, oh, good.
So
you
we
do.
Have Bamboo, who's a miniature pug. And Bamboo will come in and visit with you and spend time with you.
That's very important.
People, yeah.
Research has shown over and over that animals provide animals and nature, plants, flowers, gardens, provide healing, you know, energy to people.
And I think one of the things you'll find is, you know, we've been doing a lot of remodeling, and a lot of this remodeling is, it goes hand in hand with trying to create that atmosphere of less of an antiseptic hospital and more of a place where you can feel comfortable and feel safe and secure and more homely, you know, and which includes the art, you know. We've encompassed, I mean, we've done a lot of art, bringing in art from the outside in, from local artists. We work mm-hmm. with the community college. Stephanie can talk about that.
Yeah, that's one of the kind of more current things we've been working on, is we had invited local artists, you know, to apply if they would like to display work, even for sale, in our areas. We have a lot of, as we've been repainting and moving things around, we have a lot of blank walls. And we only want local artists to come in. We're not looking at anybody outside of our service area. And we ask that they display their work for about 6 months. We will do some, you know, promotion, but that way we have, you know, artwork that enhances our healing environment and that people can enjoy. But then the artists also, in exchange, will get a little bit more exposure and maybe sell some of their pieces. So that's something new. We started with Clatsop Community College, the instructors there. David Lee Myers has quite a bit of photography in our cancer center. Center and in our rehab department and pavilion second floor hallway. Kristen Schock, she has quite a bit of her work also in both places, and her students did a mural that's in our next to our women's center in the pavilion.
I've seen it. It's wonderful.
And now we have next week with the cardiology open house, Russell Greenberg, who is a digital photographer, has just hung his work in our new cardiology clinic. And it's photographs of our local, you know, areas, and really nice work.
I think plane tree is a real shift in how you look at things. I mean, I'm a pretty conservative person. I'm not, I tell this story, Stephanie's heard this. We go to conference once a year, and every year somebody gets invited, and then they take about 20 of us, and we go to conference. And I went 2 years ago when I first started here, and we went and visited a local hospital there who had been doing this a long time. And we take a bus, and we get there. And when I get there, there's people dancing, singing, wearing clown outfits. And I'm like, okay, I'm not getting off the bus. These people are crazy, and this isn't for me. I got off the bus. Not only did I get off the bus, but I drank the Kool-Aid and came back on and singing songs. But that's sort of what it does. I mean, you see things through a different light, a different eye. I mean, you look at when you walk into a hospital, you know, our mind is always to say, the doctor does this, the nurse does this, I'm the patient, my role is just to do as I'm told.
Passive.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, you've seen the movie Patch Adams. Patch Adams is a beginning of some of this. I mean, you will see, I mean, that his persona in that movie is part of the plane tree philosophy. And today, he still visits hospitals throughout the nation. And this is part of that same persona, to be able to open yourself up completely to understand, I mean, to from everything from and I can never say the name, Rinka, the dancing. Mm. And where they put the hands over your body and
Reiki.
Thank you. Yes, Reiki. Some things I can't even say.
When you said dancing, it threw me.
Well, yeah. No. So, but from things like that, all the way to understanding, you know, that patient is more than just a person who's laying in a bed. You got to give pills to it two times a day or three times a day, and walking on, you know, never saying hello to them. Or what time are you going to wake them up? You wake them up to give them a pill. Well, maybe that patient needs to have somebody hold their hand and talk to them. Maybe a little massage coming in and rubbing mm-hmm. your feet. Maybe mm-hmm. it's a simple matter of, you know, of being able to have your loved one with you whenever you want to have your loved one. Or maybe it's being able to say, you know, what I really want is a cheeseburger. And knowing that you can get a cheeseburger. You know, the philosophy isn't so much about the fact that we're going to try and tell you this is what you have to eat while you're here. We're going to say, you're going to go home in 2 days, 3 days. Why are we going to try and change your whole thought of how you eat and everything you do? So we have room service. Mm-hmm. You can come and order off a menu and say, you know, I really think I feel like this. Or, if, you know, what I like, as long as it doesn't go against medical advice, if you want to have somebody bring you in a chocolate shake, bring in a chocolate shake.
Because healing, in order for people to heal, there has to be some joy. There has to be some optimism and hope. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I think hospitals have been perceived as grim places where, oh, it's, you know. And this idea that, yes, there is joy and laughter and movement and all of those things. And the other thing that you said, Paul, I think is so important, is that it's not about the patient being passive. The plane tree philosophy, Stephanie, is very much about the patient being engaged and mm-hmm. a partner in his or her health.
Yes. And we invite people to do that and to ask for that when they come in.
And to be responsible, because truly mm-hmm. what we think, what we eat, how we live our lives, all of these things affect our health. It's not just something that outside happens to us.
Right.
It's an inside job in so many ways. And is there, are there any big challenges with the plane tree philosophy? Or do you feel like people have been embracing it and saying, okay, in medical school, I just was taught to look at the arm, look at the shoulder that's broken. Mm-hmm. Now I look in the patient's eyes. Now I find out, how are you feeling when you get home? What do you want to do? And really try to connect with them as a person. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would say there are challenges with that. I think that you have a mix of people, you know, in any organization, community, you know, you have that culture. And I think that there are many people in the majority that embrace it. And then you have some people that, you know, are a little bit slower to get on board. So it's an ongoing work in progress. It's something that's high on our priority list. It's number one on our strategic plan goals to make sure that we're fully implementing the plane tree philosophy of care. And it's not going away. So we will just continue to work on it and implement, you know, new things and work on improving our care.
Yeah, I mean, as you started out by saying, this is a 12-year process just to where we are today. To be an affiliate, to be designated, there's a lot of steps you must go through to become a designated Plane Tree Hospital, which is what Stephanie spends a lot of her day doing, getting us all prepared to be designated. And that goes through everything from last year. Everybody at the hospital went through a Plane Tree classes, you know, and sort of redefined ourselves and understanding. And one of the things that was most interesting to me is that they took me, and I had to become a patient. So what they did is they blindfolded me, and they passed me from person to person. And as they passed me from person to person, I had to put my trust in the person they were passing me to were taking me the right direction. And it makes you think about the vulnerability of a patient. And you think that they sit there and you think, gosh, you know, what is that patient now that, you know, is feeling like when we're just handing them off from person to person, not knowing who this person is? You're going to x-ray, you're going to lab, you're going to go have a test done here. If we communicate, we tell them what's happening. When you get passed off from person to person, you have a better interaction with that patient. They feel better about the process. There isn't a fright in this, and that nervousness that goes with it. They feel more relaxed. And, of course, you start seeing that opening and being able to really get to where the real problem is with a patient and what to deal with.
Well, doctors and nurses and healthcare workers are human beings, and patients are human beings. We're all human beings. Mm-hmm. And to connect on an authentic, real level is part of healing. And so I'm delighted to see that Plane Tree is, as you say, coming around full circle, because I think that we have a lot of work to do with death in this country. Thank God for hospice, because it's, you know, healing in the hospital and dying, all of these things really require empathy, compassion, emotion. And I think for a long time we were taught that, you know, no, we're clinical. But now you're talking about, yes, it's okay to sing and dance and show art. And let's talk about that opening again for the cardiology. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, June 13th. It's
a week
6
from
o'clock,
today.
Where we invite the community to come, and we'll have tours. You can see the art. And at the same time, you'll be able to have a few good snacks, and we'll have some heart-healthy chocolate and some little bit of wine.
Ooh, heart-healthy chocolate sounds great. we just have a couple minutes left. Any last thing you'd like for the listening audience to know about Columbia Memorial Hospital or the Plane Tree philosophy?
I think that just to restate that it's really about healing the whole person, body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, CMH is really proud of the fact that it's the hospital of this community. You know, I think that there's a new direction that you can count on from CMH. I think that, for instance, we have a website. You can go to our website. There's a couple different ones you can go to. You can go to www.didyouknow.org, which is, you can send us information. Said, did you know about this is happening maybe in healthcare somewhere else? And let us know about it. We love that information. Also, you can just go to our website, which is www.columbiamemorial.org. And if you are interested in taking classes, if you're interested in finding out about providers in our community, if you'd like to know more about Plane Tree, go there. And of course, if you just have a question on information, click information, it goes directly to me.
Oh, that's perfect. And I love the didyouknow.org, because, again, you're creating an interactive relationship with the community. So Columbia Memorial Hospital is your hospital. So for all of us listening, we can help the hospital be better. They want our input and our feedback, so let's interact with them. Thank you so much, Paul Mitchell.
Thank you.
Stephanie Brendan, for all the good work you're doing. A happy hospital is good for patients and for all the people who work there, too. Well, I want to thank you, Kathleen. Kathleen Morgain has been our engineer today, and local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things, on feeling grateful for them, on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving hug or a compassionate pat on the back for doing the best you can, for being uniquely you, for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.